Materials and procedures and visual storytelling was the last part of it was just wonderful. The first part to me was worth seeing, but having done so many presentations in my professional life that is second nature to me, the outline for a presentation and planning on the venue in which you will work is like second nature. You do need to have an outline. You need to be organized. You need to catch your audience's attention and be logical throughout the presentation. The same is true of any lesson in a classroom, and maybe even more so. And the material list, I have been in many places where I've counted on an overhead projector being there where it wasn't, and had to scramble to get one. And I've also counted on an overhead projector being there, and it was, but it didn't work. So all of those things need to be taken into consideration. Again, to me, that's intuitively obvious, but to someone who has not worked in presentation venues a lot, it would not be, and is definitely a worthwhile part of the course. Now, the fun part, visual storytelling is just so cool. And I loved doing this. And I guess I really have to say, I've never taken the time to sit down and record anything about myself for posterity. I've thought about it several times. And just never done it. And this was really fun. And I got to do a little self-exploration in the process. To generalize, though, I think, as I have said on this page and the following page, sharing actual life experiences, particularly of scientific phenomena as they occur, is incredible. And a student who happens to either do it on a planned basis or an accidental, fortuitous, serendipitous basis, there's no better way to share and learn about natural phenomena and how they relate to the specifics of a particular science or mathematics than to experience them. And sharing those things with others has got to be one of the best learning experiences there is.